Hi everyone, I'm Jeremy Folke, your host and the research manager of Spatial Eurasia, and welcome to this new episode of Geopolitical Report podcast. Today we will discuss Armenia's reform regarding NATO standards and the geopolitics of the South Caucasus, considering that Armenia is becoming closer to NATO, to the United States, and more distant to Russian Federation. According to recent sources from Armenia, from the Caucasus, and particularly from Russian media outlets, Armenia began consultation with the United States to reform its armed force according to the standards of the North Atlantic Alliance, the NATO. The Armenian Ministry of Defense has confirmed that Yerevan received advisory assistance from the United States and other Western countries to accelerate the transition to NATO standards, and the support can be short and long term. I would like to remind you that when we were in Yerevan at the beginning of June 2024 for an underground mission official visit, we reported closer relation with Armenia, between Armenia and the United States, also the presence of several military advisors from Washington in Armenia to support the Armenian transitioning period from the post-Soviet standard, the Russian standard, to the NATO standards. The head of the Armenian government, the Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan, stated in a message to the American President Joe Biden that the country is ready to raise the level of relations with Washington to a strategic partnership. There was, of course, a reaction from the Russian Federation, and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the Russian Federation stated that it is dangerous that Armenia is becoming closer to the United States, and in fact the process of reforming Armenian armed forces with a focus on NATO standards has started in 2004 when Armenia joined the NATO program Partnership for Peace. As part of this program, Armenia participated in various joint exercises and projects aimed at increasing in the interoperability with NATO forces. However, the reform process faces a number of challenges. I would like also to remind you that Armenia is a member of the Collective Security Treaty Organization, which is a military alliance led by the Russian Federation. Let's say that the Armenian government, particularly the Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan, has used the events regarding Nagorno-Karabakh to challenge and to state that Armenia cannot rely anymore on only one military partner, in this case the Russian Federation. We should also state that several times Pashinyan was criticized by the opposition in his countries and also the Armenian diaspora because of the failure regarding the Nagorno-Karabakh. Since 2018, when Nikol Pashinyan came to power after a color revolution, Armenia faced hard times regarding the military confrontation with Azerbaijan. In 2020, there was the 44 days of war of the second conflict in Nagorno-Karabakh, which resulted in the loss of strategic territories of the de facto Republic of Artsakh in Nagorno-Karabakh and an important city such as Shushi in Armenia language and Shusha in Azeri language. But in September 2023, Azerbaijan managed to conquer the entire territory of Nagorno-Karabakh and also the capital, Stepanakert. Since that time, there was a huge opposition and also disappointment among the population in Armenia regarding Pashinyan. And now the society is divided. This is all what we perceive also beyond the ground, because when we were in Yerevan, we witnessed the protest of the popular movement regarding against the current government. In this case, if we look Armenian closer relation with the United States, the words of the Deputy Foreign Minister of Russian Federation Mikhail Galusin described how Moscow feels regarding this event. He said Armenia prefers to increase cooperation with NATO or individual members of the High Alliance, especially regarding the implementation of the standards, the purchase of weapons and joint combat training activities. Yerevan deepens cooperation with those whose goal is a strategic defeat Russia's beliefs. We should also ask if after Armenia became closer to NATO, Yerevan decided to quit the Collective Security Treaty Organization, also because Armenia was dissatisfied, disappointed regarding CSTO, particularly when requesting assistance support because of Azerbaijan threats of military operation, military invasion of its sovereign territory. Indeed, in February 2024, Armenian Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan stated about freezing membership countries of the Collective Security Trade Organization, and also during in June, during the protest outside the government, he stated again the possibility that Armenia will abandon the CSTO. The main question is, in this, during this time, Armenia is going to make mistakes, because Yerevan is disappointed with Russian Federation because of the Nagorno-Karabakh conflict, the Nagorno-Karabakh situation. But we should also underline the fact that since Pashinyan was in power, has been in power, he balanced himself between the West and between Russia and Henry. His relation with the Russian President Vladimir Putin has been characterized by many problems and many mistakes. Russia is the main actor in the South Caucasus. By this time, the main question is if Armenia can really be protected by the United States by adopting NATO standards or by European Union or the West in case Azerbaijan will attack the country, particularly because Azerbaijan is the main one of the main energy partners, a commercial partners of the European Union, has been supported by United States to diversify the European Union gas imports, and also because Azerbaijan is backed by Turkey, which is a NATO member and where there is one of the most important NATO military bases in the world and in the Eurasian continent. The main question is if in the future, whether Azerbaijan will attack Armenia, NATO, particularly the States, will be capable, will be ready to defend Armenia against Azerbaijan. Also, consider the fact that one of the main goals of the Kremlin is to transform Turkey in a natural gas hub, to export Russian gas in the entire world, and also to exploit Azerbaijan for its international north-south transport corridor. So the main question is if we are experiencing, witnessing a change in the geopolitical dynamics in the South and the Caucasus. If in the past Armenia was considered a strong ally of Russia, now we cannot consider anymore in this case. But also we should question ourselves if in this case, Azerbaijan is becoming closer to Russia and also Turkey. The main question is also if NATO is ready to lose Azerbaijan and more Turkey, but also the influence of the relation with Azerbaijan in favor of Armenia. Consider also that Azerbaijan and Turkey are fundamental in the European energy market. So thanks for your attentions, and I wish you a good summer, good days, and hope you to see you again in our geopolitical report podcast. Bye bye.